USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. President Trump and First Lady Melania arrive at the Capitol to pay respects to former President George H.W. Bush, who is lying in state in the rotunda. The president standing silent, then saluting the casket. Prior to his death, Bush 41 requesting that President Trump come to the rotunda, putting aside any differences Donald Trump has had with the Bush family. Wreaths surround the casket, which is covered with an American flag. Thousands of people standing in line, filing by to pay respects until Wednesday morning. Here's Vice President Mike Pence.
On behalf of the First Family and my family and the American people, we offer our deepest sympathies and respects to your family.
Flags across the country flying at half staff. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. Healthcare in this country is a disaster. Health insurance is completely unaffordable and it covers very little. But there's a better way. I'm living proof. I've joined myself. I'm a Liberty HealthShare member. Exercise your freedom with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Everyone loves liberty. Our rights come from God, not from government. Liberty believes people should make decisions for themselves and their families. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. You have the freedom to direct your health care, not to be dictated to by big government or insurance company bureaucrats. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Exercise your freedom. Join Liberty Health Share. Do it today. There are no windows, no limited enrollment period, no penalties. You can join Liberty Health Share at any time, 365 days a year. I did. My family is a member. Call Liberty toll-free at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information. That's 855-58-LIBERTY or online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
More now on our top story on USA Radio News, the life and legacy of George H.W. Bush, who passes away Friday night at the age of 94. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell calling Bush a World War II hero, a humble servant, and a principled leader.
Today, this hero has returned to the Capitol a final time. Not on the front porch of our democracy this time, but here in its hallowed cathedral.
An outgoing House Speaker Paul Ryan addressing the Bush family.
We are profoundly sorry for your loss, and we are honored to celebrate this wonderful life with you.
And Speaker Ryan goes on to say of the 41st president.
In consequential times, George Herbert Walker Bush demonstrated the finest qualities of our nation and of humankind.
This is USA Radio News.
The following update is for drivers who pay too much for car insurance due to DUIs, DWIs, tickets, or anything else. Our company specializes in low-cost SR22 auto insurance. We know that mistakes happen and offer free quotes for very affordable auto insurance meant specifically for you, the overpaying high-risk driver. The quote is free and we'll handle the filing so you can start saving money. Call 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725. 800-758-0725.
A massive cleanup effort underway after a 7.0 magnitude earthquake rocking Anchorage, Alaska, tearing roads apart and creating huge craters in the ground. USA Radio's Tim Berg now with details.
Road crews north of Anchorage are working to repair damaged bridges and freeways following the massive earthquake on Friday. Steve Strait is the owner of our USA Radio News affiliate up in Alaska, KEDI. He says this is the worst earthquake he's seen in a number of years.
This is the most severe earthquake Anchorage has seen since the great 1964 earthquake.
I'm Tim Berg.
The state of Georgia's election infrastructure on issue in Tuesday's runoff election for Secretary of State. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with details.
The runoff election for Georgia's Secretary of State pits Republican State Representative Brad Raffensperger against former Democratic Congressman John Barrow. Neither won more than 50% of the votes on Election Day. At stake in the runoff, the ability to reshape the state's election system, which came under a national microscope during the recent race for governor between Democrat Stacey Abrams and Republican Secretary of State, now Governor-elect Brian Kemp. Raffensperger has defended how Georgia canceled the registrations of hundreds of thousands of voters, and he says he'll make sure only legal citizens can cast ballots. Barrow says changes are needed, but he says while Georgia does a pretty good job of keeping people from cheating, it does a lousy job of making it easier for people to vote. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.